This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Cranking up our broadcast week right here on GCN, broadcast syndication around the country and around the world on the internet. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. If you haven't figured that out, you just tuned in, and I just told you. RobertScottBell.com, 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. That's five additional days of the week beyond this broadcast. Welcome, everybody. My humble and lovable producer, Super Don, with me, making it sound so good. We had a great time yesterday, our day off. Once a month, we work a little extra hard for you. That is, our patron supporters. We had a great AMA. Ask me anything.
Mm-hmm.
And just a great time via Zoom to get to know a bunch of y'all that support us directly in that way. So thank you for that. And Super D, it's just evolved over the years. You know, media. When we started in radio all those years ago, it was pretty much a one-way street, right? We'd broadcast to the world. Yeah, occasionally we'd take a phone call, but we weren't really a phone call driven show. Mm. But interaction with the audience was not something that happened. But with the modern expansion of radio into other forms of broadcast media online,
the digital platform, yes.
Yeah. It's become quite a cool way to learn about who your tribe is. And just loving that. So thank you for everybody that supports
the invention of chat rooms, right? Mm-hmm. Chat rooms are cool. They're always busy. And we get to interact with people that way. And then with what we did yesterday, when we all get together on Zoom once a month and just talk, and you get to see people's faces, and you know, you're not just speaking into the ether.
Yeah.
You're actually, you know, one-on-one with people and stuff like that. It's really cool.
And we've been able to give away some great, great gifts to people from sponsors and some from our own hats now. We got Robert Scott Bell Show hats, which is fun. So y'all check it out, robertscottbell.com. The chat room is /listen. There's a tab up top. You just click it too. Button will get you there. And as we go on our Sunday show, just cranking up the broadcast week, I think it's hard to avoid talking about the ongoing attacks on Joe Rogan and Spotify. I just like it's stunning. Now, for those of you who are new to this show, you have to realize it's a dangerous show that you're listening to. Why do I say that? Well, clearly, because we've disagreed with the FDA many times over the years. We disagree with the WHO and the CDC and on and on. And YouTube didn't appreciate that and banned us over a year ago. Spotify, which is the network that is paying Joe Rogan $100 million to do his thing exclusively, banned the Robert Scott Bell Show. It's like, what did we do that Joe Rogan doesn't do other than receive a lot of money from them? So we're at this point of going, okay, where are the people in media, broadcast media, or let's say musicians, artists, so to speak, that are pushing back on the ban Spotify or ban Joe Rogan thing? Where are the people that stand up for freedom of speech, even speech or maybe especially speech with which you disagree? Because quite honestly, if you know the history of the First Amendment to the Constitution, defending freedom of speech was not to defend speech that everybody agreed with. It was to defend things of controversy, things that almost nobody agreed with. And yet that's the thing that now mostly in the political left have adopted, and the aging hippie rock stars like Neil Young. And now we'll get to Joni Mitchell later, but now there's a comedian guy. What would you consider Super Don? This guy, Adam Carolla. He was, wasn't he originally on MTV?
He's a comedian. Yeah.
A comedian?
No. You're thinking of You're thinking of somebody else.
I'm thinking Adam Carolla was on MTV as well. Maybe not at one of the VJs, but that he was doing something early on with MTV. Is my memory completely off on that?
Adam Carolla, he's not the same guy.
Okay.
MTV Adam Curry is the guy that was from MTV.
No, I do remember that, but I just have this memory that he did something with MTV in those years. But I could be wrong, but do a search and let me know if there's anything. Do a search, Adam Carolla MTV, and see if there's anything that comes up. Now, as you are looking for that, I want to say Zero Hedge is an article about Adam Carolla. He was on, I don't know what show he was on, but maybe it was
on Hannity's show.
Oh, it was on Hannity. Okay. Fox. And he slammed the media over their demand that Joe Rogan be censored for pushing quote-unquote misinformation. And he asked the very pointed question Adam Carolla did. What have you guys been right about? In your face, buddy. Exactly. That is exactly what you should be asking. If you're going to ban what you call misinformation, how about the misinformation the mainstream media has peddled? And when he was on Hannity, Carolla says, basically, we've decided there's one lane you can be in when it comes to COVID. And if you get outside of that lane, you need to be shut down, which is basically where a lot of the people are on the political left. And again, some of the movie stars and aging rock stars like Neil Young. We have been talking about the narrative, the official story, as Liam Sheff, our dearly departed friend, had said and written about, the official story surrounding COVID, and called them into question almost from day one. Particularly when it comes to the PCR test, which unfortunately few people are attacking even today, which is, you know, would put the kibosh on this whole thing. But okay, where they're at now, they're waking up slowly. But Carolla's defending Joe Rogan. He says, think about what these idiots are saying. They're worried about misinformation. Well, what have you guys been right about? He said he'd put Joe Rogan's batting average up against CNN's batting average any day of the week. I'm like, yeah, I think that's pretty reasonable.
How about we listen to him say it?
Oh, we have audio? Yeah, let's do that. A bit better.
What are we listening to you for? We got Carolla right here, man. No, yeah, check us out,
Adam.
Couple clips here.
Basically, we've decided that there's one lane you can be in when it comes to COVID, and if you get outside of that lane, you need to be shut down. But I find it interesting, coming from rockers and comedians and artists, because their job is to push back against the man. And Neil Young should know the man isn't Joe Rogan. The man is Dr. Fauci. The man is Governor Gavin Newsom. The man is the CDC. The man is the WHO. The man is Biden. That's who the man is. You're an old rocker. You're supposed to push back against the man. Joe Rogan is pushing back against the man, and you're pushing back against Joe Rogan.
You know, that's why I've been wondering. Why doesn't anybody else say that? We've been saying that. He said it very well, Adam Carolla. It's like you're really siding with the very thing that you staked almost your entire career on, questioning the government narrative. Things like the Vietnam police action under UN command, wrongly called the war. I'm telling you, man, it's good that people in media are starting to push back, because it's absurd that they can get away with this. Oh, yeah, let's suppress them for misinformation, the same people that recognized at one time in their life that misinformation was pretty much spouted without limitation by government agencies, entities, etc. And the media was supposed to push back against those lies. So, and good on Adam Carolla. By the way, did you see if he did anything with MTV, or is it my mind is just playing?
Well, here's the funny thing here. Okay, so apparently he and, you know, Dr. Drew?
Yes, Pinsky, right.
They, on MTV, from 1996 to 2000, did a television version of the Loveline radio show.
That's what I'm remembering. Okay, thank you.
Now, here's the reason why I don't remember this.
Mm-hmm.
Because during that period of time, 96 to 2000, MTV sucked. MTV, look, when I think MTV, I think MTV. What does MTV stand for?
Music television.
Television.
It's not what it became. Yeah.
No, it became some reality TV BS.
Yeah.
So I just quit watching MTV because it was no longer MTV. It turned into something I could care less about. And so apparently, I guess during that time, this was one of those shows that instead of playing music videos, they played love lines. Like, who cares about? Come on.
Well, at least I'm not crazy. At least
you're not crazy. But I have to question why the heck would you have been watching MTV when they were doing Loveline.
Yeah, no, I don't have any excuse for that. I don't think I was a regular viewer, but I do just remember.
I am revoking your Gen X card. I'm
right?
sorry.
I don't know. I don't know. I can say I wasn't a regular listener because I couldn't remember
now,
what it was.
Corolla, but, do you remember when Corolla and Kimmel?
They had the
Kimmel
man
had
show.
They did the man show.
Right, right.
Yeah.
I think Corolla, based on this, is head and shoulders above Jimmy Kimmel.
No.
Without question, in terms
agreed.
Of integrity.
So we do have another clip here if you want to hear it.
Yeah, what else does Adam Carolla say about
this? This is Carolla on Hannity, and this is one of the other things he had to say.
Think about what all these idiots are saying. They're worried about misinformation. You turn on The View, you turn on CNN, Joe Rogan, misinformation. What have you guys been right about? You close the beaches down, you close the schools down, cloth masks were going to save us all, the vaccine was going to be effective, natural immunity wasn't effective. What have you been right about? That's really the question. I put Joe Rogan's batting average up against CNN's batting average any day of the week. They thought ivermectin was horse pain.
Right. Well, yep. And now, of course, Adam Carolla is going to be called an anti-vaxxer, anti-science, right?
Yeah. Anti-science aggression
right.
by Adam Carolla.
The comedian has really done it. He's gone over to the dark side. And no, he's just pointing out what should be obvious to anybody with critical thinking skills still intact, even a little bit of them still intact, that everything that they projected, predicted about COVID has been pretty much wrong. And, yeah, he pointed out the vaccines were going to be effective, and then they weren't. And then they just changed the goalpost on what makes a vaccine effective, right? They changed the definition of a vaccine even. So who has been peddling misinformation? Yeah, it's those that just basically do as they're told, say what they're scripted to say, whether they be in inane daytime talk shows or whether they be official government blabbermouths, so to speak. And, you know, speaking of misinformation, I want to bring this up real quick. In the show notes, you'll see there's an article here about the latest so-called COVID variant. And they're saying it's 1.5 times more contagious than Omicron and already circulating in almost half of the U.S. states. I call BS on this. And the reason I do so is based on sound scientific principle. It's like if you're going to claim you got a circulating strain of something that's new, that's a variant, the least you could do is validate the test that you say has detected it. And none of these tests have been validated in any way, shape, or form at government labs, much less sharing with other labs to go, here's what we found. Can you confirm that we've done this right, that all of the markers? That, this is not done. And this is where I know some people get annoyed with me, but, hey, you got to deal with it. If we're going to claim or you're going to claim to be a doctor or scientist relying on valid science, you got none when it comes to these variant claims. We'll be right back.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Sign up for email alerts. We have a lot of events upcoming. There's a big couple of events back in the South. I can call it that. New Orleans. That'll be happening, the IAOMT. If you go to robertscottbell.com and you find the tab for upcoming events, you'll see online events and you'll see in-person events. The IAOMT, which is a medical conference on toxicology. A lot of dentists go to that. I'll be speaking there. And then the next weekend in Nashville, Tennessee at the Gaylord Opryland for another event. If you want to learn about them, just come on over to robertscottbell.com/listen. Of course, that's where you see the chat room, but there's the upcoming events tab as well. And I'd love to see you at one of those events. We'll get you more information, but sign up for email alerts and Super Don will give you a heads up. Including, by the way, I'm going to save this for the next segment, Super Don, but we've got to announce an exclusive offer to Robert Scott Bell Show listeners for the new product called Sovereign Copper. You can't get this deal anywhere else, so we'll talk about that momentarily. But first, as we continue our discussion of suppression of speech and the crazies that are used to be for free speech are now against it, there are more people in media. I didn't know about this, but this woman who I liked in the Ant-Man movie, apparently she was the star of that television show, Lost. Did you ever watch that show, Lost?
I did.
You did? I knew it because Michelle Rodriguez was in that, and, you know, I've known her for years. But Evangeline Lilly, is that you say Evangeline or Evangelina?
I think so. Yeah.
Well, I said it two ways. Which way do you say it?
I would say Evangeline, personally.
Okay, Evangeline Lilly. I'd love to get her on the show after what I'm learning about her. She was at, remember last Sunday was the big protest against vaccine mandates in D.C.?
D.C., yeah.
Yeah. Of course, it's called the Anti-Vax Rally, and they do it in this UpRocks article linked in the show notes. Angeline Lilly reveals she attended the Anti-Vax Rally, which wasn't anti-vax, was anti-vax mandate, and in D.C. to support, quote-unquote, bodily sovereignty. So I'm like, dude, anytime a Hollywood celeb of her stature steps up, she's risking her career. Right? Remember when, let's see, who was it? There's a woman that starred in, what was that one with Wakanda Forever, that kind of thing?
Yeah, I don't remember her name.
Yeah, Letitia Wright. That's it.
Uh-huh.
Letitia
there
Wright.
You go. Hey.
It's in the art. Yeah, yeah. She was in that movie about not Ant-Man. I'm losing track of all these shows. But anyway, there was a big backlash and people demanding that she be replaced in the Disney Marvel Cinematic Universe. And now Evangeline Lilly is another one that's going, nope, not getting the shot. I believe in bodily autonomy. Right. And now they're going to, what, protest her? Are they going to demand that she be removed? Remember on the Disney TV show, is it The Mandalorian, I think? There was the former, is it an MMA or wrestler? That was Gina Carano.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
They actually got her fired because she stood up for freedom.
Right.
I'm like, what is wrong with people? It's the cancel culture. Cancel culture, right?
Yeah.
Now, I don't know if I'm a bit of a hard ass on this, but like I wasn't a super fan of Neil Young, but there are a lot of people that say, oh, I'm never going to listen to Neil Young again. You know, we've heard talked about these things.
I got to ask those people, honestly, when was the last time you listened to Neil Young?
Right. Exactly.
I mean, I suppose there are some diehard Neil Young fans out there. Mm-hmm. I feel sorry for you because there's a whole lot of good music out there you could be listening to. Mm-hmm. But I mean, you know, I think Google had a huge spike in people Googling who is Neil Young.
Right. And I was annoyed because they were confusing him with Neil Diamond. So don't do that. So I just, you know, and the thing is, there are some Hollywood celebrities that disgust me just because they're so seethingly, overtly communist in their agenda, much less the global warming alarmists that don't know science if it bit them on the butt. And I keep bringing up Leonardo DiCaprio. Global warming. And then he gets in a private jet. You know, and as I said about Neil Young's wife.
He bought carbon credits, so give him
right,
some.
Right, exactly. Yeah, so he offset it. BS. That's just nonsense. So I would say that, like, the wife of Neil Young, Daryl Hannah, who we've had on the show, I respect her because she lives her beliefs, and she's defending her husband. But as I said, I'm not going to now never watch Splash again. That's not my MO. Although I will admit that when they become so heavily politicized, it's hard to see them in their roles because you just remember too much of their seething hatred for anybody that is conservative or libertarian, for instance. But real quick, as we wrap this segment up, Evangeline says, I believe nobody should ever be forced to inject their body with anything against their will under threat of violent attack, arrest or detention without trial, loss of employment, homelessness, starvation, loss of education, alienation from loved ones, excommunication from society, under any threat whatsoever. This is not the way. This is not safe. This is not healthy. This is not love. I understand the world is in fear, but I don't believe that answering fear with force will fix our problems. God bless you, Evangeline Lilly. Who would be against what she said right there? All right, coming right back after this. If you have ideas or opinions, let us know.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
North Korea continuing its weapons tests, firing what analysts say is the most powerful missile the regime has tested in 5 years. The latest landing in the ocean about 500 miles away. It makes 7 launches this month. South Korea's president says Pyongyang may have broken North Korea's pledge of 2018 to stop testing long-range missiles and nuclear devices. The chairman and top Republican of the Foreign Relations Committee say they are closing in on a deal to sanction Russia over ramped-up tensions with Ukraine.
Senator Rich and I have been working with our staffs and colleagues, a bipartisan coalition. I would describe it as that we are on the one-yard line.
This has been a 24-hour-a-day effort for the last several days.
Senators Bob Menendez and Jim Risch telling CNN State of the Union the goal is to finalize the legislation early this week. USA Radio News. A nor'easter on the East Coast continuing to leave its mark. Hurricane-force winds battering much of the East Coast, along with heavy snow making travel treacherous or impossible, flooding coastlines and threatening to leave bitter cold in its wake. 1,400 flights have been canceled nationwide and another 650 delayed, according to FlightAware. 9 people are dead. At least one person is in critical condition after 6 vehicles crashed in northern Las Vegas on Saturday. A vehicle was speeding when it crashed into multiple vehicles after running a red light. And 13 people were killed when their van overturned and flipped into a ditch in central Mexico. Another 10 people were injured. Some of the victims who died were trapped inside the vehicle. 13 people hospitalized due to a carbon monoxide exposure in the pool area at a hotel in Ohio. 2 of those said to be in critical condition. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Hey, Super Don, upcoming events, I mentioned them, but I always forget the details of when they are, and I annoy myself. It's like you should be able to have that right at your fingertips, and I tell people to come on over to the website. Not everybody does. You know, some people just listen, hear it. So, you know, I want you to know that if you go to the tab at robertscabell.com, upcoming events, please tap into it or sign up for email alerts, because we've got online webinars that get you some great information to benefit your health and healing and all the things we believe in here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Anything upcoming that I missed that you think would be worth a mention here for our radio audience?
Well, and I tell you, man, you got to be paying attention, because these things come and go really quick. It seems like every time I go to the upcoming events page, there's a couple of webinars that have come and gone, and I haven't like adjusted what's on the page. So. Toxic Mold Masterclass is coming up on February 21st. You can get pre-registered for that now. That's free. Coming up in March 3rd through 6th, the IAOMT Spring Conference in New Orleans, Louisiana.
Mm-hmm.
That is coming up. And then there's this, dude, there's this thing coming up in Nashville, Tennessee on March 12th
mm-hmm.
and 13th. And it is called the Wellness Parenting Revolution. And, you know, the banner here, it shows the lineup of people who are going to be speaking at this thing.
Yeah.
And, dude, this is like an all-star cast
mm-hmm.
of people. You got Robert F. Kennedy Jr. You've got Peter McCullough. You got Del Bigtree, Judy Mikovits. Oh.
Yeah.
Robert Scott Bell?
Yeah, I'm there, too. Yeah,
you're going to so be there, on. Too.
Hey. Nashville, Tennessee, y'all. Come on, let's get together.
That'll be Brian awesome. Hooker, Billy DeMoss, Stephanie Lucretio, Neil Miller. I mean, it's just, yeah, it's really cool. Oh, Lee Allen Baker. She's your of your favorites, right?
She's become a new great friend. She was the mom on that show. I forget the name of the show on Disney Channel, whatever it was. But she's very famous, right?
Yes.
But if you didn't have kids of a certain age, you might not know that.
You may not know. Like,
but she's an outspoken, amazing, amazing woman. And we'll hope to see her there as well. Also, you know, I'll have some copper and silver with me. And that brings me to the special deal I wanted to let everybody know. And Super Don, I think you've got it in the notes. It's mm-hmm. only available today and tomorrow for those of you listening, watching live, January 30th and January 31st, the final day of January 2022. Sovereign Copper, the breakthrough bioactive copper hydrosol, copper 1, copper 2, and so many people are deficient in copper due to overdoing zinc and vitamin C over the last couple of years and recognizing that copper has become deficient in the soils and the plants, and even if you eat liver, that it is just not there as much as it was.
Yuck.
I know, Super Don. Not many of our generation just gave up on what our parents or grandparents did. You know? But it
liver.
Was rich in copper. I know. So if you don't want to eat you got the bioactive copper hydrosol liquid form, a tablespoon, 1, 2, or 3 times a day. And you can get 3 8-ounce bottles at 20% off, and you will get a 4-ounce bottle for free. That's a $25 value. There is nobody on planet Earth that has this deal but the Robert Scott Bell Show. And we're not selling it. We're just linking through. So you can take advantage of that sale. So is the best way to just click on, is there a banner right there in the notes
yeah,
today?
Yeah, just click on the banner in the show notes. And, take advantage of that because that's gone. That's gone tomorrow.
Yeah, final day of January, and that sale is over. So if you've been wanting to tap into the copper, and Lord knows you need to, we all do. I've been talking about it for, you know, the protection of the microcapillary beds, a lot of the attack that we've been dealing with in the vasculature, the endothelial lining, plays a role there. People that are chronic fatigued or long COVID, what are they seeing? Well, copper is critical with magnesium to produce ATP in the mitochondria, and not enough copper, and people have this, chronic fatigue's popping up everywhere. Lung health, so many things related to copper, connective tissue, strength, elasticity of every system, including bones, tendons, cartilage, muscle. And, of course, when we talk about regeneration, it's such an important part of recovery and healing. This copper, how about skin pigmentation issues, skin, hair, and nails, all of that and more. So bioactive copper hydrosol, the new Sovereign Copper, a special deal only to Robert Scott Bell Show listeners today and tomorrow. And that is, come on over to robertscottbell.com, click the link. It'll take you. There's a banner on it. And you'll get 3 8-ounce bottles at 20% off and a free 4-ounce bottle, $25 value for free. That's amazing. So with that, we were talking about Neil Young briefly. I think I even mentioned Neil Diamond because people were kind of confusing it. And now we find out aging singer-songwriter, semi-rock star, folk star, Joni Mitchell, joining in with Neil Young to protest over Spotify.
Wait a minute. Let me go to Google here.
What?
Who is Joni Mitchell?
Right. How many of y'all remember Joni Mitchell?
You know, I remember the name, but I couldn't tell you, and I had to actually do some searching. I finally found a song that I recognize,
okay.
But it wasn't her version that I recognized. Somebody else had done a remake of it,
yeah,
a reboot or whatever.
But that famous line from one of her songs is, they paved paradise and put in a parking lot.
Yeah. No, I can't remember. I still don't figure out whose version it is that I remember.
Right. But that comes from what? The taxi cab song?
A Big Yellow Taxi, it's called.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
And I remember her because she was, as a songwriter, a lot of artists covered her songs, including, why do I know? Yeah, of course, Neil Diamond. He covered Free Man in Paris. And I think he did a great job on it, better than Joni Mitchell's version of it, personally. And so that's how I know her. But, again, these are aging hippie rock stars that suddenly are now defending, as Adam Carolla said, the man. The very man they protested against, they're now going, how dare you speak out against the man, right? Big pharma, big government, and the lies that it tells, et cetera. And so it continues there. And, you know, what do we say about this? I'm saddened, that they don't see their own cognitive dissonance, and they look really foolish. I know to some they're like, oh, they're still heroes of mine, but they've abandoned principle. As have many of my Jewish brethren. This is a different story, and I'm going to get in trouble with the Jewish press here like I do from time to time. I was bar mitzvahed. Don't be telling me I'm anti-Jewish. Holocaust survivors condemn anti-vaccine protesters' use of Nazi imagery. Now, remember, it's not necessary that these people were anti-vaccine, right? We talked about the protest that Evangeline Lilly was at. They're anti-mandate.
Yep. And, like what's going on in Canada.
Right. And what else are they? Pro-informed consent. They bring up what? The Nuremberg Code, the Nuremberg Trials, as if that's an affront to Jewish people everywhere, when it should be a reminder, as Jewish people everywhere should remember, to never forget Yad Vashem with the Holocaust. And I think that these people must be taking money under the table to try to make it that no one is allowed to mention the Holocaust unless it's about Jews and they're Jewish. Right? That's outrageous. One people do not own the history of the Holocaust, and nobody can speak about it. And I know there's greatly offensive people that deny that the Holocaust happened. And as vile as that may be, the First Amendment allows for people to do vile and disgusting things. I know they've made a law against that in Germany, etc. But then again, we go to Israel, the place that you're not supposed to forget, and what have they done? It's not yellow stars of David, but yellow stickers that show that you've been fully jabbed with, guess what? Pfizer's vaccine. Now, if you go back to the history of Nazi Germany and the Holocaust, you'll find what is there. I.G. Farben. I.G. Farben, the starting point in a modern 20th century context of how to poison the population for profit. They experimented on Jews, gypsies, gays, anybody they could. And yeah, the Jews were hammered more than anybody. But this I.G. Farben after World War II was broken up into a bunch of other companies. And I call Pfizer inclusive the demon spawn of I.G. Farben. So Nazi Germany pharmaceutical poison medicine is still alive and well. And these so-called outraged Jews about the Holocaust references or Nazi references are actually defending companies that have their own lineage pointing back to the experimentation on Jews that participated in the killing of millions of Jews during the Holocaust. Now, Super Don, I ask you, as a Gentile, does that make me sound like I'm anti-Jewish for bringing it up, 100%. Pointing this out?
100%. Self-hating Jew.
What? What?
No.
No.
No, of course not. No.
So I don't understand how they're saying this unless they're just, like Neil Young, they've lost their minds on this stuff.
It is like it's just a rule that everybody's supposed to follow. That you can't make reference to the Holocaust, except for a certain approved way.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not like you're doing what, you know, these other examples you gave where you like denied that it happened, or, you know, you're making reference to it because you're trying to degrade the Jewish people or praise Hitler or something. Mm-hmm. You know, you're using it as an analogy. And yeah. I think that as long as the analogy is valid.
Yeah.
What is the problem?
Well, you know, how did the Holocaust happen, y'all? Go back in history to 10, 15 or so or more years, you know, following World War One and the defeat of Germany then, the Treaty of Paris, all that followed that set up an economic destruction of Germany and the German people to the where they were going to eventually give rise to a strong charismatic leader who would scapegoat the Jewish people as the cause of all of their problems. And that set the stage years earlier before it became okay to kill certain people by dehumanizing them, telling them that they're responsible for all our problems. So what have we seen in a modern Western world society, including America, Canada, United States, etc., is the demonization and dehumanization of people who don't want to be, what, jabbed, experimented upon with injections from the likes of Pfizer and other pharmaceutical companies that have lineage back to Nazi Germany. So for those that are defending the mandates and the jabs themselves, you're on the wrong side of this argument, and yet you're complaining that Bobby Kennedy brings up Nazi Holocaust references, which I was not offended by at all. I thought they were very appropriate. You know, that where do we go when the government then says you are required to submit your body to an experimental injection? How is that not like the experiments without informed consent that took place in that era that resulted in the Nuremberg trials and the Nuremberg Code? Super Don, what am I missing here?
I don't know.
That's the question.
I don't think I'm missing anything.
I don't think so.
Yeah. And again, the how quickly you forget. Why was that Yad Vashem statement? Why is the never forget so important to the Jewish people and the state of Israel? I've been to the Holocaust Museum there and many places around the world. Never forget. And what's the one thing they did in Israel? They not only forgot, they invited the same kind of people with the same lineage into Israel and mandated that those injections be used against all of the people of Israel. And now they have the highest quote-unquote COVID rates in the world, the most injected, jabbed, and boosted. So, I say this as a warning, not only to Jewish people, but to all people of the world, that if the Jews can forget the lessons of the Holocaust and the rise of Nazi Germany and Hitler and others, then there's nobody that's not vulnerable. In other words, we're all vulnerable to forget the history. And those that are crying out that we're bringing these points up and making references and analogies, you're the problem. You're actually not forgetting, or yeah, let me just say this, you are forgetting the thing you are never supposed to forget. You got a problem with that? Send a message to us at robertscottbell.com or call us at 866-939-BELL. Leave a message, 866-939-2355. Back to wrap it up with Minnie Mouse's new outfit. Next.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Scott Bell Show.
Remember to sign up for email alerts at robertscottbell.com and come on back because we're on 2 hours a day, 6 days a week, not just our two-hour show syndicated by GCN on radios around the country and listening online around the world. robertscottbell.com/listen is our live chat room and sign up for email alerts. You'll be plugged in and you can become patron supporters of the Robert Scott Bell Show. We have monthly AMAs and you have access to exclusive content, a lot of audio and video clips that are not available to the general public if you're a patron supporter. So sign up and get all kinds of bonus goodies, too. All right, with that, I was serious about this, transitioning from a deadly serious topic of Holocaust and how it's manifesting today to Minnie Mouse's new pantsuit. And I'm like, really? Really? What? This is where we're going? But I guess it makes sense. Yeah, we've got to lighten up the intensity of some of the stories we've covered this hour. And this article is apparently not a Babylon Bee article. Minnie Mouse is going to shed her iconic dress. Why? Is she going into porn? No.
No.
She's putting on a pantsuit. Who's thinking that? Get your mind out of the gutter, Superdome. No mouse porn.
I know.
It's awful.
Stop it.
Right?
Anyway.
So, no, seriously. She's like, oh, no, we're going to take the polka dot dress and we're going to give you a pantsuit like what? Hillary Clinton? Oh, that's going to look lovely. Is that really where they're going? And if so, why? What is the story here?
Well, apparently, in honor of Women's History Month in March, this designer's name? McCartney. Stella McCartney. Mm-hmm. She's a designer. She has decided that she wants Minnie to wear her very first pantsuit at Disneyland in Paris.
Right.
I didn't even know there was a Disneyland in Paris. But so what they've done is they've designed this blue tuxedo.
Okay.
Using responsibly sourced fabrics, by the way, just because, we need to make sure we do this right.
Dude, it's a cartoon.
Picture.
There's no fabric. They digitized a pantsuit on.
Here's the agenda behind it here. McCartney says this new take on her signature polka dots makes Minnie Mouse a symbol of progress for a new generation. She will wear it in honor of Women's History Month in March of 2022, and she says she can't wait for people to see the new look. So I guess wearing a pantsuit is progress, according to Stella McCartney.
My question is, why is this even news? Minnie Mouse, a fictional character, switching from a polka dot skirt or dress to a pantsuit that, I don't know, Hillary Clinton would look lovely in, okay?
It definitely is different. I'll just say, if you look at this thing, it looks like pajamas to me. It does not look like a tuxedo.
And it looks like Mickey Mouse in drag. It's like,
you think so? See, I don't even see that even looking feminine at all, which I guess would be progress.
Right, because we want to neutralize the genders of cartoon characters.
That's
now.
Progress.
That's amazing to me. This is really where we are today. Yeah. And why is Hillary Clinton's picture there? Is it just because she wore pants?
That's just because it's from Breitbart. But you know what I'm thinking? If they want to do progress, why don't we give Donald Duck pants?
That would be something that would be.
Wouldn't that be progress? Yeah. I mean, he's been running around half naked all these years, and they don't seem to find that important.
It is kind of strange. You're right. I mean, why? I don't know who had the idea for Donald Duck in that regard. No pants, Donald. Do we have no pants Mondays on the show? Robert Scott Bell Show? No, we don't do that. No, we don't. We don't. Anyway, we're only shown from the waist up anyway, so don't matter. True. We could get away with it.
And on Sundays, we could be just buck naked. Nobody would know.
Nobody would know, right?
That's right.
It's all audio on our Sunday radio broadcast. So I thank you all for being here. We still got about a minute or so. We got an hour or two coming, and I get a great interview with Jennifer Margulis, a PhD. She's a brilliant, brilliant scientist as well. And
journalist,
too. Yeah, yes. She's done some great work, and we've got links to her books as well as other things that she does. And you'll want to stick around for that. Just trying to think of other things that are important here. And I want to say a shout out to our friends at Cardio Miracle, because I did a couple of webinars last week with them, including one with Judy Mikovits, one of the smartest scientists on the planet. And she's all in. She's doing her Cardio Miracle every day. And I even mentioned Superdon because you somehow lost your migraines. How often do you have them? Like every month or something, right?
No, it was 2 to 3 times a month.
Yeah, brutal. And this is years ago now, and you started Cardio Miracle, and you had like one.
I've had like
year.
Two in the last year. Couple
year
years.
Plus, couple of years, yeah. So, again, vasculature protected. Shout out as well to our friends at Nutritional Frontiers, CBDNF.com, RSC15 to get 15% off certified organic U.S. grown hemp. And a shout out to Trinity School of Natural Health and the Trinity Health Freedom Expo coming up in February. TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. Back after this on the news break, because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and of course the Echo Water that we all know and love and Paul Barrettero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few hour session, but this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a 3-month period, so they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals, it's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to see one, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.